أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I didn't hear jawab. Thank you very much. Once again, please. أطهروا مجالسكم بالصلاة على محمد وآل محمد. Thank you. Tonight we have a very short program, and it's to do with question and answer, so I won't prolong in what I'm going to say. All I want to remind one another is about the blessings of Shahar Ramadan, this holy month, which truly speaking, we have been waiting for it to come, sincerely, eagerly. Maybe we have done special budgets. We were waiting for it to come. Now it came, and today is it 21st or 22nd of the month of Ramadan? 26. So tomorrow is 27? Inshallah. See how many days are left? Three, subhanAllah. 72 hours. Even hours, people can count hours, subhanAllah. So 72 hours to go for the whole month which we are waiting for it. 72 hours are very little, Allah. The most important point here is to think, whatever we have been doing in the month of Ramadan, did it give any value to our lives? Has it changed the way we were looking at things Islamically? Has it helped us spiritually, on spiritual capacity? Have we learnt anything when it comes to the issue of tafsir of the Holy Quran? Have we changed some of our bad attitudes, akhlaq, morals? This is very important, because the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Muhammad, before the month of Ramadan entered, he sat down with his companions in the very famous khutbah, which is known as Al-Khutbah to Sha'baniya. You can find it in Mafatihul Junan. Al-Khutbah to Sha'baniya, the Holy Prophet talked to the companions and he said, O people, the month which is approaching to you is the best of the month. The hours of this month are better than any hours. The days are better compared to any other hours. The nights are better, the days are better. And then he said, your tanafus, inhaling, exhaling, is ibadah. You are sleeping during the month of Ramadan is ibadah. Naumukum fihi ibadah. Now, see all the mercy or the rahmah which is here, we are about to lose it. And that's why in the short du'as in Mafatihul Jinan, Sheikh Abbas Al-Qumi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned these du'as, that we need to ask Allah again and again in the last days of Ramadan and last nights of Ramadan. Why? Because we don't know when we were doing ibadah. Was it because we are looking for quantity, or are we looking for quality? Was it quantity or was it quality? If it was quantity, then alhamdulillah. But if it was quality, alhamdulillah. But if it was quantity, then there is problem, because we were doing as a mechanical thing. I know sometimes in some of the ibadahs we have been doing here, we were doing in the sake of reaching the number. But the idea here is to prepare ourselves, to make ourselves to reach that level when we will be able to be known as Ibadullah, Ibadur Rahman. The ones who, when the month of Ramadan came, we have learnt a lesson. And the Holy Prophet clearly in Khutbah to Sha'baniya, he says, Man hassana khulukahu fi, anyone, man hassana khulukahu fi, If you can be able to change your akhlaq in the month of Ramadan, if your akhlaq was bad before the month of Ramadan comes, you change your akhlaq, then you will be able to cross on Sirat on that day when many people will find it difficult to cross on Sirat. Sirat, the way according to some hadith it says, is that road, pathway, which we will have to cross in order for us to go to Jannah. If you fail to cross Sirat, you go to Jahannam. Some call it pool a Sirat. It's difficult if we have committed many dhunub, many sins. It will be difficult for us to cross. The Holy Prophet says, if you can change your akhlaq in the month of Ramadan, you become a better person, then it will be easy for you to cross that Sirat. Because there will be people who will go running on the Sirat. Easily, they run. Others, they will not be able to run, they will walk. And others, they will not be able to walk, they will crawl. And others, they will not be able to cross at all. So this Sirat, the Holy Prophet says, one thing I can tell you, change your akhlaq. So if we can change our akhlaq, we have a license to cross Sirat. May Allah help us, inshallah. But to change akhlaq, even though the Holy Prophet has said there, it's not easy, especially if we are not ready to change our akhlaq. And it is here the Holy Prophet wants us, most of the time, in the hadith he says, Hasibu anfusakum kabla an tuhasabu. Hasibu anfusakum. You put yourself in accountability, qabla an tuhasabu, before you are going to be accounted for on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. So to change myself is not easy, because first of all, I need to know who am I. I need to know myself. Then I can admit that I have this and that problems and issues with me. And then I need to change. If I don't know myself, and then I don't admit those calamities and problems which I have, deficiencies, how can I be able to change myself? You see the point here? When the Holy Prophet says, he makes a statement, you look at it, you may say, oh, it's easy, I'll change myself. But how many people, when the month of Ramadan comes, we know within our communities, they become worse than before the month of Ramadan. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Namima is our game. Riba, even in masjid we do riba. Kidhb in the month of Ramadan. Tuhma, we go for that. Yeah, we accuse people, we backbite them, we slander people in the month of Ramadan. We don't change our attitude. We become very violent when we fast, we don't listen, we argue. Thar, all the issues we have in the month of Ramadan. But even in some communities where we as Muslims live with non-Muslims, some of them know us and they say, beware of Muslims in the month of Ramadan. Why? Because when they fast, they become very angry, these people. The Holy Prophet says, man hassana khulukahu fi, if you change your akhlaq, you become a better person. What's wrong with us? It's because maybe we don't know ourselves. So the first and foremost point, we need to understand ourselves. I don't know if I need to go into Arabic, because I think everyone can understand today, inshallah. So let us stick to English. Sallallahu alaihi Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And the louder salawat, I know that we don't need to go to Arabic, inshallah. Sallallahu alaihi Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Very good. Now, because of our akhlaq, brothers and sisters, we need to be so careful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the teachings of Islam, according to all our a'imma alayhim as-salam and hadith of Rasulullah, says there are two types of rights. Huquq ala naw'ain. Haqqullah wa haqqul ibad. Aw haqqun nas. There are rights of Allah and rights of people. Rites of Allah, Salah, Sawm, Zakah, anything which I do, Qurbatan ilallah ta'ala, me and my Lord, Allah can forgive me if I do Tawbah. Hakullah. And that's why if you haven't prayed, for example, Salah, you need to pay that Salah and you need to ask for forgiveness. One person one day came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulallah, I had a parent, one of my parents died and he or she didn't do Hajj. Can I pay the debt on his or her behalf? The Holy Prophet said, what if you have taken someone's property and you need to pay? Will you pay? Will you have to pay the property of someone if you took it? He said, yes. And then the Holy Prophet said, even Allah, Hakullah, you have to pay. So you have to go for Hajj, niyaba on your father or your mother because he or she was able to go to Hajj and he did not go to Hajj until he passed away. So that's why we have Qadha'ul Hajj. Many people go, they do Hajj on niyaba of other people. If, for example, I am able to go this year for Hajj and then I don't go for Hajj and then I die, my children will have to pay this Hajj on my behalf. Clear? Because this is Hakullah. So if your mom, your dad, they were able to go and they didn't go, you pay for them. Because if you don't do that, the punishment will still go to them. Haqqu Allah. Then there is Haqqu Nas. Haqqu of Ibad. The rights of people is I need to treat them well. I need to show them respect. I shouldn't take any of their property. I shouldn't backbite them. I shouldn't slander them. I shouldn't call them by bad names. If I do that, I call someone kafir, for example. I call someone fasik. I call someone with any bad name. That haq between him and me, Allah will not interfere until I ask my fellow human being for forgiveness. And if he or she forgives me, then I ask Allah to forgive me, Allah will forgive me. We understand this, brothers and sisters, eh? So important. Sometimes we have this idea that no, it's haqqullah only. If I pray, I fast, that's it. I forget about haqq of people, which is so important for me to look at. And this is the beauty of Islam. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Before he passed away in Hijjatul Wada', after he said, Hal ballaghtu, have I conveyed the message to you people the way Allah asked me to convey the message? They said, Bala ya Rasulullah. Indeed, O Messenger, you have conveyed the message. And then he said, Falyuballigh minkum ash-shahidul ghaib. Anyone who is present today should convey this message to those who are not here. And then he asked people, is there any right of you people, my companions, if I took any right of you, please come to me, take your right. Take your right. And actually, there was a person who went to Rasulullah and he said, Ya Rasulullah, one day you are putting us in a line in the battle, you push me with that stick which you had, and you caused pain to me. That was my right. Pay me. The Holy Prophet said, no problem. Take a stick. Bismillah. Do the same the way I did. I didn't do it intentionally, but if I hurted you, please do the same. And he said, yes, I want to see that. And the Holy Prophet, I said, near the chest. He said, come and do it. He opened, according to one riwayah. This man said, Ya Rasulallah, I didn't want to revenge. All I wanted is to kiss you. Subhanallah. This is my, the way you have repaid me. And the Holy Prophet said, if you are happy with that, okay, no problem at all. But the issue here is when we take other people's rights, then we forget that there is punishment of Allah when it comes to you and me. And how many times, subhanallah, in our tajammu, our gatherings, we talk against someone while he's sitting there. We say bad things. We laugh at. And we think that is easy, it will just disappear like that. No, it won't. According to the teachings of our A'imma alayhim salam, they teach us to be good to one another, to show akhlaq. And that's why when you read in the Holy Quran, you see in Surah Al-Fath clearly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ. The Holy Prophet and those who are with him are so harsh against the enemies. أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. But they are so massive, they show mercy to one another. رَحْمَا رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. When you look at them, the way they pray, tarahum ruk'an. They do serious ruku and serious sujood as many times as possible in a proper way, the way they were taught by Rasulullah. Yabtaguna fadlan min Allah. They all want is to get the mercy and to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever they are doing. When we look at some of our communities these days, you see the other way around. Instead of ruhama bainahum, we become ashidda'u bainahum. Ruhama al kuffar. The other way around. We need to change that attitude. We need especially to use this opportunity in the month of Ramadan to make sure, because we are not thinking about food in the days of the month of Ramadan, our feelings, our thoughts, our ideas all are with Allah, qurbatan ilallah, we want to be good people. This is the opportunity which we need to take in order for us to reform, to change ourselves, to become better people. When the month of Ramadan ends, we can say, alhamdulillah, at least we learned something during this month of Ramadan. For this short if I can call it speech, these few words, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to change our akhlaq, insha'Allah, to become better people, insha'Allah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our a'mal and the a'mal of all believing men and women, to accept our fasting and the fasting of all believing men and women. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Allahumma ighfir lana wa liwalidina ولآبائنا ولأمهاتنا ولإخواننا ولأخواتنا ولمشايخنا ولعلمائنا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء. رحم الله من يقرأ الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد. Okay, now we have session of question and answer. So, any question, inshallah, if I'll be able to answer, jazakallah khairan jazakallah. Inshallah, this is the opportunity. Maybe I've said something in my previous lectures, something which was not clear. This is the opportunity, inshallah. And if I will not be able to answer, you will forgive me. We'll ask anyone who knows the answer to contribute, inshallah. So, this is the condition of our majlis here. If I don't know the answer, and if you know the answer, please help me to answer the question. And this is a free session. Until when we are tired, you can say, okay, now we close the session. If you agree with those conditions, sallallahu alaihi Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali. Thank you very much. Questions, please. And the sisters, if you have got questions, you are allowed to ask. Or if you want to write it and pass it front, feel free, please. Yes, sir. Sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, there was 120 times that there was miraj of Rasulullah. Was that miraj a dream or just jismani?
The question concerning Mi'raj, was the Mi'raj of Rasulullah, was it in a dream that the Holy Prophet was sleeping and he saw himself being taken for a journey of Mi'raj, or was it he went physically with his body? This is the question.
Yeah,
To answer the question, Allama At-Tabatabai in his tafsir, Tafsir al-Mizan, when he talks about this particular issue, on the tafsir of Surah Al-Isra, we have Surah in the Holy Quran, Surah number 17 is Al-Isra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjidil haram ila al-masjidil aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu.